Vic, can you introduce yourself and talk about your role at Atari?
Sure. My name is Knight Hugh Fajor. I've been at Atari for 13 months, and I'm the head of sales and marketing.
Okay. Great. Atari's always had some issues over the last couple months, couple years. Can you talk about what the plan is going forward and what steps you're taking to kind of get Atari back on track?
Sure. Well, it's a three-phase process, which we began in fiscal year 06, and that started with cost reduction and really getting our overall infrastructure sized for the kind of business that we want to run. And that frankly has been completed. We've closed a number of business offices. We made a decision to get out of internally developed games. And that frankly, cost was a part of that decision, but it was the larger strategic imperative was we don't do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a strength of the company over time, but we actually do develop externally developed games extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big part of that. And then, you know, there was a lot of hiring. There's a lot of senior level hiring that took place. If you look at our executive staff, probably about 70% of us have been with the company 16 months or less. And just we sort of collectively have a real passion to fix the company.
Okay. What were some of the hardest changes to make? Was in terms of looking at, you kind of going through a list of things to do, what were the things that were the last off, the hardest changes and the last things that you were kind of implemented?
Well, I think our decisions about where to compete, which genre, which platforms, where do we want to take leadership? Because I think one of the reasons Atari's had a challenging X number of years is we were doing too many things and not really focusing. So whether that was publishing across, you name the genre, we had a product for it, whether that was our distribution business, whether that was our third-party business. So I think deciding where to invest limited dollars, where to focus, and that, you know, that was part of, you know, some of the IP sales that you've seen. Again, there was obviously a revenue generation component to selling these IPs, but there also was a very strategic and thoughtful exercise of, okay, first-person shooters. Do we really have the horsepower to compete in that space, or is it something that we should exit?
Okay.
And,
yeah, you already talked about it a little bit, but the move to just publishing games rather than producing them. In terms of what, obviously your structure was producing mostly the games. What do you think that was? Was this a matter of managing development teams, or just what do you think? What kind of maybe more detail on why you decided to get out of that?
And we're going to continue to produce games, but they just won't be done internally.
Okay.
Aside from being an avid gamer, I'm really fundamentally a business guy. And if you look at it from an organizational standpoint and an incentive compensation standpoint, you buy studios because they create a great product.
Mm-hmm.
But they create that great product as an independent, vibrant, standalone, hungry entity. When you purchase these studios, more often than not, unfortunately, the integration of them from a cultural standpoint and from an incentive system standpoint are misaligned. So culturally, you're not able to maintain the innovation and creativity that they had as an independent studio. We haven't done that well. And then even from an incentive standpoint, you know, when you're in an independent studio, the payout is to get bought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rare studio that's able to maintain that same level of hunger and vibrancy once they have been purchased. So I think Atari just didn't really optimize across those two things. If you look at how EA, for example, buys studios, they're sort of immediately branded as EA, this location. They're immediately brought into the cultural sensibilities that are EA. I think that's an important step, and it's something that we didn't do that well. So I think that's a big part of why we weren't successful over time, because frankly, you know, one, two products, you can make it happen. Externally developed and externally produced product, I think there's the natural tension of milestone payments, quality requirements, and there's just, I think, a clarity and a transparency associated with that that we have not been able to deliver with our internally developed studios.
Mm-hmm.
The other reality is you can look at a number of Atari-owned studios that have been spun up over the years. They've become great studios outside of the Atari umbrella. So this is not a case where I'm sort of these bad studios. It really is a two-way street.
Yeah. What changes do you see in the gaming marketplace, and how is Atari positioning itself to take advantage of those?
Well, clearly online is a an obvious evolution, and it's no longer about the hardcore audience.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you look at the Xbox Marketplace arcade statistics and the number of downloads, the number of people that are attaching their 360 units to online, and you look at, you know, the casual gaming market. I mean, it's exploding.
Mm-hmm.
in terms of on PCs and handhelds. So we want to be a big part of the casual gaming space. We want to be a big part of the portable gaming space, and we really want to have, when we're investing in future IPs, we want them to be able to compete and live both offline and online.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the marketplace shifting away from hardcore gamer, do you still think there are a force that you're going to take care of, or is that a marketplace you're thinking about getting out of?
The hardcore
yeah.
segment? Oh, no, there's a price of admission, I think, in our mm-hmm. business, and you have to, for a large percentage of your product, satisfy the hardcore audience.
Okay.
You have to deliver innovation. You have to deliver great gameplay.
Right. Now, in terms of the corporate restructuring and moving forward, how far out is Atari looking? You're looking at, like, you have a one-year plan, a two-year plan, a five-year plan?
We're looking out to 2010.
Okay. Obviously with the restructuring and trying to do the hit generator industry, obviously, are you looking to try and find those, like, big home run games? Or just, you know, not to use a crappy baseball analogy, but you're looking to hit, like, doubles and singles and triples?
We need a couple of hit titles. We need a couple of titles that really break out. That's important to us. We feel like over the next 9 months we have several titles that are well positioned for that. So it's a mix. As I think about it, you know, we need a half a dozen, four to a half a dozen AAA titles every year, a broad collection of online titles, and then a mix of doubles and singles, AA titles, to sort of fill out the portfolio.
Okay. And obviously the big news the last month or so has been the restructuring of the E3 Expo. Can you give your impression of why it happened and maybe Atari's take on the situation?
Sure. Well, it's with my gamer hat on, it's always been sort of a pleasure to go hands-on a lot of my competitors' titles and just sort of experience the largeness of the event. But as a business executive, it's a challenging ROI, and I think that fundamentally there was a concern about what the best use of a fairly large budget. And so from a purely Atari standpoint, we're still determining whether we participate in the new, more intimate E3 next year. We're definitely going to do more events that are Atari specific, where we bring the media in, just spend time on Atari product. But we're frankly looking at a range of conferences, some that are outside of the pure video game industry, to decide where we want to sort of present our brand and our products. Because the Atari brand, extends beyond just video games.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the larger sort of interactive entertainment space. So in some respects, as a gamer, I'm a bit sad that the largeness and the noise and the loudness and some of the impersonal nature of what E3 has become is gone, because there was some fun in it.
Yeah.
But I think the evolution is good for our industry, and I think it's an appropriate step.
Great. Thank you very much for taking time out.
Okay. Thank you, sir.